The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
Old man Recession, you are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man Recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances and retirement planning. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. We have a lot of boring financial stuff to talk about. But before we go a step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And I'm also a senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. How about that? I'm like a double role there. Yeah. And all the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And since we specialize in retirement planning, our clients are primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And so if that's you, this show is designed for you. And recently, actually for the eighth year in a row, just found out for the eighth consecutive years, Barron's has named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors. And actually, without our beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere. So all you clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so let's talk about what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So we got a couple of things in the news last week. One was the missiles that hit the Saudi or the Iranian tanker. Very interesting development. I wonder who did that. And so we'll talk about the impact that has had or has not had. It's interesting that it has not had the impact. I mean, I remember a day when something like that, oh my gosh, the stock markets around the world would be down 20% right now on that news. And yet what happened? Nothing. Basically nothing, right? So we'll talk about Saudi versus Iran, but we'll also talk about China. And the ongoing up and down that the markets, the Dow, the S&P seem to have on every single bit of news that comes out of the trade negotiations. Oh my gosh, are you starting to get tired of it? I mean, it's like 500 points one day, 500 points the next day, and it's all based on a tweet or what the Chinese said or who knows what. So we'll talk about, put all that in perspective for you, and we'll discuss that. Now also this week, this is a recurring story that I tell on this show because I think it's one of the primary things that you, if you want to retire, are interested in, and that's your magic number, as we call it. And the magic number is the amount of money that we believe you need to have to be able to retire and support the lifestyle that you want. Okay, so we call that your magic number. And so we want to talk about how to estimate, how to calculate your magic number. And we'll go over that exercise with you and help you to see what that might be for you. Okay, so we'll have that. Now also this week, we want to talk about, since we are retirement planners, we want to talk about something that's very interesting and apropos, because we are about to go into the whole Medicare enrollment period. And our beloved government decided to upgrade their website and upgrade the way that you apply for Medicare and the Medicare plan finder. They have this new thing that they put on there. Now, one thing I can tell you, remember when Obamacare came out and they had the whole website that they created and what a disaster that was? Guess what? So I want to talk with you about this new plan finder, and I'm telling you right now, don't use it, in my opinion. And I'll show you why. I'll tell you why later on, okay? I'm going to tell you why you maybe want to wait before you start getting on Medicare until November, even though the start date is going to be here in about 10 or so days. Anyway, so we'll talk about the new Medicare plan finder. Beware of it, okay? So we'll help you with that. Now, also this week, you know, one of the things that is foundational to our philosophy of how we manage our clients' money, and our clients are primarily people who are within 5 years of retirement or they're 5 years into retirement. So you got that 10-year period there that we think is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. And managing that properly, we believe, is the key to having your money last as long as you do. And that's our goal for you. We want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, as we always say, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And so we're going to talk about why one of the greatest dangers that we believe to your financial security as a retiree is bear markets. Okay? And so we want to talk about why we believe the next bear market could be worse than 2008. Yes, you heard me right. Worse than 2008. And by the way, we told our clients and those listening to the show to get out of the stock market of equities altogether in November of 2007. Okay? So you might say, we're the guys that called the 2008 credit crisis as well, right? We did. But we acted on it. We just call it. And so I want to talk with you about why the next one could be worse and what you should do about it if you're about to retire or are retired.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, you should be. Nothing wrong with being scared. All right. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know that, that was actually a recording of me on my first day on the job as a retirement planner. I showed up in my loincloth. I was pretty buff at the time, you know, nice physique and all that. And my boss said, no, that's not how you dress for this, and sent me home. Yeah, it was terrible. But I had a good Tarzan yell at the time. Anyway, so most shows would stop right there, but on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And of course, estate planning is passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And so part of that is making gifts, right? You want to make gifts to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed. Well, who pays the tax on that? When you make a gift or upon your death and you leave something to somebody, who pays the tax on that? And what are the rules around that? Well, I'm going to answer that at about 10 till. We'll make it very interesting, even though it's probably taxes tend to be boring, but it'll be fun. It'll be interesting. We have a great show. Now, I want to dive into everything as fast, as quickly as I can, but I got to tell you something that happened in our household. So we have, my wife loves cats. She's a cat person. I'm a dog person. Okay, so cats are okay. You know, I tolerate them. Let me put it that way. So we have a cat, and his name is Tom.
Tom the Tomcat.
You're right. But anyway, so Tom and I are like Seinfeld and Newman. You know, you remember on Seinfeld when they see each other, they go, where does he go? Newman? He goes, Jerry? That's how we are whenever I walk in the room and Tom's in the room and we look at each other and we do that Jerry and that Seinfeld thing. And so he disappeared about 3 days ago. He was gone. And I didn't do anything. Shut up. I would not do that. So he's 16 years old. At this point, if I would have done something, it would have been a long time ago. But anyway, he disappears, right? My wife is like beside herself. Tom has gotten out, and we live in a place where there are coyotes out there, which have actually killed one of our cats. And so she's like, a coyote got Tom, and she's texting the family, and everybody's crying and all that. And I said, he's not lost. I'm telling you, he's in the house. And she's like, I searched every square inch, and he's gone. Well, 3 days later, it turns out that he went in a closet and the door was shut behind him or in front, and he was locked in the closet for 3 days. Can you imagine? Oh my gosh, he lost a lot of weight. Thank God he didn't die. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on. So, as we've discussed with you in prior shows, our belief is that this whole China thing is it's a game. It's a show. And I think the maestro behind the show, well, I think it's both Xi Jinping, the president of China, and I think it's Donald Trump. And I think it's a show. I don't think either one has any intention of coming to any trade deal before the elections next year. Why? If you're the Chinese, why would you cut a deal with Donald Trump? He may not be president. We already saw what Donald Trump did to the deal that Obama did with Iran. What if the new president, let's say President Warren or President Biden, decides, well, you know what, Trump's deal was stupid and it's bad and I'm rescinding it. Then what, right? So why would China want to strike a deal with a president that may not even be here a year and a half from now? Secondly, from Donald Trump's standpoint, there are surveys that show that most people, Democrats and Republicans, believe China needs to be reined in. And secretly, the Democratic people actually think that Trump, according to these polls, is the guy to do it. There's nobody on the Democratic side that they think is better at doing it than him. And in fact, you heard Trump say, I'm the anointed one to do it a few months ago, right? Or so all of a sudden he was like the anointed one. So what does that mean? It's a campaign issue for him. He's going to use that in a campaign to say, you need to reelect me so I can, you know, fix the Chinese thing. So why would he solve the China problem? You know, I don't think he is. So what you've noticed is a pattern. The Chinese say, okay, we're out. We're not going to come. And the market goes down, you know, 500 points. And then Trump tweets out, actually, kids, guess what? The trade negotiations are going really well. And we're really happy with how we're making great progress. And then the market goes up 500 points. And it's like this song and dance, this game that they're both playing. And then they have the photo op where they're all standing there smiling at each other and all this. Neither side really wants to get anything done. The Chinese can wait a year. They got a long-term horizon. And yes, it's hurting their economy, but they can wait. So my advice to you, and we're right now in a buy mode, right? We believe that you should be in right now, not out. And so, in fact, personally, I wish I had cash to invest right now, because I would. I think this is a buying opportunity. This volatility with China is just a background noise. Imagine what's going to happen to the markets when they do strike a deal. How many thousands of points do you think the Dow is going to go up on that news? Okay, so I think in preparation for that, I would be investing right now, and I would be growth oriented. So what I encourage you to do is go to our website if you are retired or retiring soon. We have all kinds of information on there for you, and you can visit with one of our retirement planners. You can go to one of our watch a webinar, see a seminar, all kinds of stuff available to you on our website, which is rpoa.com, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the magic number. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently, all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. If Sean Connery knew that, oh my gosh, and Daniel Craig, you do not want to get sideways with him, okay? So you want to make sure that you don't do your bonds incorrectly. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I am your host, Ken Morafe. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And I am senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, we'd love to meet you and see if we can help you. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very proud of that. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. You are beloved and most valued. We're going to talk now about one of the first things that we would do with you if you decided that you wanted to visit with us and check us out to see if we would be your retirement planner. And one of the first things we want to do is we want to see if you have enough money to retire on. Funny thing to think about, right? Imagine that. Let's start with, ladies and gentlemen, this is a football. Remember Vince Lombardi? You got to start with the basics. So we call the amount of money that we think you need to retire on the magic number. Okay, your magic number. So I want to go into now a discussion with you on how to calculate how to calculate the magic number and then estimate how much you need to retire on. Okay. So you may, by the way, this show is podcasted. If you're not listening to it on a podcast, if you're listening to it on the radio, at our website, rpoa.com, you can go there and you can listen to it again if you'd like. So if you're in your car, don't write this stuff down. You can go listen to it later. All right. So first thing is that you want to get a hold of all, what are your expenses? Okay, so I want to know, what we'd ask you to do if you came in to visit with us is to bring all of your expenses. Now, this is an interesting exercise for most people because a lot of times we find that people have never done this before. You know, they kind of have a feel for what their cost of living is, but they don't really, they've never sat down and said, okay, you know, how much are we actually spending on everything? And what we want to know is how much are you spending now on everything you spend money on except for your income taxes? Okay, so we want to know your property taxes, insurance premiums, groceries, utilities, if you want to travel, entertainment, you know, golf, whatever it may be, and even gifts to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. If you want to do that too, we want to know all about it, and charities, which are very deserving. So we want to know what your expenses are today. Then we want to look at what are your expenses going to be after you retire, because they're going to change, right? You're going to have potentially not driving to work every day, so you won't have the gas price. There's different things, but that might be replaced with more golf, okay? So we want to estimate what are your expenses right now leading into retirement if you're not retired, and if you are retired, what they will be when you are, okay? So that's number one. Then number two is we want to know what are your sources of income. So if you're not retired yet, you have wages, right? You might also have real estate income. You may, when you retire, get a pension. You may be fortunate and have somebody that gifts you money. I have clients that that's actually, you know, they have a grandparent or somebody that's gifting them money. So you want all the sources of cash inflow that you're going to be getting. We want to know that as well. So then what we do is we take your total income and we subtract from that your expenses. And what we come up with is, in most cases, a negative number. If you're retired and you don't have wages, you're going to come up with a negative number, meaning that your Social Security and the pension and all that most likely is not going to be as much as your cost of living expense. So that difference, that delta, where does that come from? It has to come from your investments, right? Or you can beg, borrow, and steal, but I don't necessarily recommend that. So that delta, that negative number, has to come from your investments, in our view. So now what you do is you take that number, and let's say that number is $40,000, okay? Now, if it's $40,000, what you do is you multiply that number by 25, okay? It's 4% if you want to, for you mathematicians out there, but you multiply it by 25, and what that will give you is $1 million. So your magic number now became $1 million. Okay, so that's let me walk through that with you again. We want to know what all of your expenses are, okay? Cost of living, running, annualized, etc. All your sources of income to offset those expenses when you're retired, if you have a pension or Social Security, etc. And then you come up with a delta. That difference is probably going to be a minus. Now, if it's a plus, then good on you. You actually don't need investments, right? You could have zero investments and those things cover it. You're done, right? But most people, that's not the case. So you have that delta. It's usually a minus and a negative number, meaning that your investments would need to make up that difference. And in the example I used, $40,000, let's say, is the delta. You're minus $40,000 on that number. You multiply that by 25, and it'll tell you what we think is your magic number. Okay. Now, if you don't have your magic number, then in our view, you're not ready to retire yet, unless you want to cut your expenses.
I feel better already.
You do? Is that how you sound when you feel better? Oh my gosh. If that's feeling better, oh my, I don't want to see you when you're not feeling better. Anyway, so that's the magic number. We would love to help you calculate that and to go through the exercise with you. And if you'd like to visit with one of our retirement planners, all you have to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com, which is Retirement Planners of America. And while you're there, we have lots of information. You can listen to this podcast again if you'd like. We have articles, videos. We have, as I said, podcasts on all topics that we believe are important when it comes to your retirement planning. And while you're there, you can watch our webinar. We have a retirement webinar that we think is very educational, has lots of good information in there. We have webinars on there about Social Security. We're going to be posting one on Medicare enrollment here very soon. So we have all kinds of stuff that we think would be of interest to you. But also, while you're there, if you'd like, you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. If you do, you click on Meet with an Advisor, click on that, and we'll call you and we'll schedule a time. And we'll go through with you decisions on when to take Social Security, how to enroll for Medicare if you're in that age group, calculating your magic number, estate planning, income tax planning, all those kind of things that impact your retirement planning. We want to help you with that if we can. No charge or obligation. Okay, we want to prove to you that we're worthy, and if you find that to be that we are worthy and you want to engage us, fantastic. We would love that, and if you don't, that's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely that. I cannot tell you how many people we've become friends with that have not become clients, and how many of them have become friends that have become clients also. It's a win-win for everybody. All right? So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about beware the new Medicare Plan Finder. Okay, it's a boondoggle, I'm telling you. And next, we'll also talk about why the next bear market could be worse than 2008. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And since we are our firm, I'm senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we specialize in working with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to meet you. Our website is rpoa.com. And we have all kinds of information on there that I think you will benefit from with regard to Social Security and your retirement planning, your 401k, diversification, income taxes, estate planning. If it has to do with retirement planning, we try to put it on there for you and educate you, enlighten you. And one of the big things that is about to happen is Medicare enrollment is going to start October 15th. And I want to talk about that with you right now. Do you know 60 million people in the United States, according to the Medicare, are going to be enrolling in the plans. That's a lot of people. And I'll tell you something else. According to Medicare, 80% of the people that enroll in Medicare, they do it incorrectly. Can you believe it?
Uh-oh, you made a boo-boo.
Is that what it sounds like when you make a boo-boo? Wow, who is that lady? Anyway, but before we do that, I want to I want to brag for a moment. If I don't brag, nobody's going to do it for me. Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time this year. So we're very proud of that. But without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So your clients, thank you. All right, so we're going to talk now about, and I entitled this segment, Beware the New Medicare Plan Finder. Okay, so you remember when Obamacare was introduced and they had their whole website and all that, and it was this total fiasco, it didn't work and all that. So the lesson from that is that our government is not very good at creating websites that work. Okay, now I will say the Social Security website, ssa.gov, is fantastic. Oh my gosh, it is one of the best websites. I mean, it works, it's helpful, it's got lots of information, it is fantastic. But the Medicare Plan Finder that they just introduced, not so much. Okay? So first of all, unless you plan to use a professional, and you know, our retirement planners that work at our firm, we put them through a very in-depth training program on Medicare, okay? And then we test them on it. So we do the same thing with Social Security. We put them through a 6-week training program on Social Security. And we do this because we are retirement planners and we want our people, every one of our retirement planners, to be very, very knowledgeable in this topic. So if you have questions about it, we'd love to help you with it. But let me tell you, in late August, Medicare released a new Plan Finder. Ooh, okay? And I support the goals of the change, right? We needed a new and improved tool because the old one wasn't that great. But the new one, It's so confusing. So if you have you taken a look at it, Jack?
No.
You're not old enough yet, are you? How old you're no. Okay. You look like you're old enough, but
thank you.
You're welcome.
Who's having a birthday?
So I went and looked at it, and let me tell you, you can no longer access the list of prescribed medications in the new plan finder. So you're going to go into a new plan finder, and the very thing you're looking for, it's not even on there. So instead, you will need to enter your drugs and then re-enter them every time you want to see which Part D drug plan covers the medications and what they charge for them. So this can cause enough of a headache to require that you go and get an additional prescription plan just to cover the headache you just got from having to do that. Okay, there is a workaround, but you may not like it, okay? Or maybe it'll confuse you. So what you have to do is you have to open your Medicare account. You can enter your drugs there, and you only need to do it one time. But then when you open up the plan finder, your My Medicare information should automatically populate the proper fields in the new tool and help you to make the needed plan comparisons. This is a big improvement, but boy, it's confusing, all right? So they understand the problem. So according to the government, they said, okay, a Medicare spokesman said, we understand there's a problem and we're going to make changes to the plan finder to accommodate for the, you know, the confusion that we've created. And we were very sorry about that. Okay, well, it's nice. Thank you very much for that. But let me tell you, folks, my recommendation is don't apply for Medicare until November. Let them debug this thing because they're going to come up with their new and improved, and the new and improved is going to have bugs in it as well. And so the problem with the thing that right now is there is no way to get a real estimate of your total year's cost, including your monthly premiums and drug costs. So, you know, it's crazy. You have to print out 30 possible drug plans on a piece of paper and compare them to make it work. It's ridiculous. So don't do it, in my opinion. Just wait. Okay, but we're going to have webinars and seminars on enrolling in Medicare to help you understand that, and those are coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned; I'll be telling you all about that. Now, in the meantime, you can go to our website rpoa.com, and on there you can find ideas on when and how to sign up for Social Security, Medicare enrollment. We have income tax savings ideas. We have estate planning. We have diversification, 401k rollovers. We have tons and tons of podcasts, articles, videos, webinars. You can sign up for one of our seminars. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. I mean, we have made it a source of information that we think is second to none. So I encourage you to do that. And it's rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why the next bear market could be worse than 2008. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, pennies may fall from heaven, but good financial planning ideas, good retirement planning ideas, I think are even better. And we're raining them down upon you over technology, not from heaven, but from technology. And hopefully you'll learn a few things on the show that will help you to achieve the two goals we have for you. One is that your money lasts as long as you do. And secondly, that you have financial peace of mind. And those are the two goals we have for our clients as well. Our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So we specialize in working with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to see if we can help you. And again, our website is rpoa.com. And I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I've been a certified financial planner now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. So I want to thank all of our clients very, very much. Without you, we would be nowhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we're going to talk now about why the next bear market could be worse than 2008. Now, we've talked about this many, many times in the past. And our biggest fear when it comes to the status of the global economy, and more importantly, as it applies to us, our personal finances, meaning our equity markets and our bond markets, is the global debt situation that is getting worse if you think that increasing debt is getting worse every single day. And I haven't heard, and maybe you have, but I haven't, a single politician around the world who has seriously said we need to do something about the global debt situation. And according to the International Monetary Fund, we now sit at $233 trillion of global debt. Folks, that is 10 times what it was before 2008. It's 10 times. So we have increased our debt more in the last 10 years than it had been all the way since the beginning of time. I mean, think about that. It's like since the beginning of our country, we have never had this kind. These dollars are so over the top, it's ridiculous. And so one of the problems that I think is exacerbating all of this is the central banks, the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, you know, all the central banks around the world. So I hate to pick on California because it's tragic what's going on. But let me just tell you, one of the reasons why the forest fires that you see in California are so incredibly massive, destroying thousands of acres and billions of dollars worth of property and taking lives, and they're just these fires that we've never seen before. Why are they so incredibly big? Historically, we've not had this kind of thing before. And the reason is because for a long, long time, we thought that forest fires were a bad thing. We shouldn't have forest fires. And so we controlled them. And by controlling them, forest fires are a natural part of nature. They happen. What they do is they burn away all the deadwood, they burn away all the underbrush, and it allows for new growth. If you don't burn that away, it builds up, and it builds up, and it builds up. And you create this giant tinderbox with years and years of built-up deadwood and all that, and then a small spark starts a fire, and you know, all that deadwood that has not been burned away a little at a time burns up at one time, and you have these massive fires. So how does that apply to the central banks? They've had the same mentality. We're not allowed to have recessions. Recessions are terrible. We do not want a recession. And so what happens, therefore, is that in their zeal to avoid recessions, which are forest fires, they have lowered interest rates and lowered interest rates and lowered interest rates because we're not allowed to have a recession. And so now what's happening is that they lowered interest rates so much, but we're still headed for a recession. So what are we going to do now? We're going to lower interest rates into negative territory. And so essentially by lowering interest rates, what they're doing is they're encouraging people to borrow money. That's the whole reason why lower interest rates are stimulative to the economy, is because lower interest rates encourage people to borrow money to buy a car, borrow money to buy a house, a washer and dryer, and all that stuff, and it stimulates economic activity, which is all fine and dandy, but it's debt. So now you go into negative interest rates. Do you know what that means? That means you get paid to take a loan. You get paid to take out debt. So they're actually accelerating the amount of debt. Why? Because they believe we cannot have a single darn recession ever. And by not allowing for recessions, by fighting them with everything they can, guess what happens? The underbrush, the deadwood, all the misappropriations, all of the potential causes of a savage bear market build up, in my opinion.
You are ugly when you're angry.
I am? Have you seen me lately? I'm a pretty good looking guy. Anyway, so the underbrush that's building up, we believe, is all the debt. And it's exacerbated. What's their answer to, you know, that the economy is slowing? More debt. Let's pay people to take on debt. And so now Germany, which is one of the most conservative saving countries in history because of their culture, going back to World War I when they had inflation that they, you know, it was terrible. They have a culture of saving and no debt. Guess what they're doing? They have negative interest rates over there. People are starting to say, I'm going to take out a mortgage because I get paid to do it. And with negative interest rates, if you put money in savings, you pay to have your money there. So if you're a German and you pay to have your money in savings, they pay you to have a mortgage or to borrow money. What are you going to do? You're going to go borrow money. Well, that's all great because now you borrowed money and you put more money into the system, but that debt has to be repaid. That's the problem. And when the next recession comes and that person loses their job, now guess what? Or that bank has lower limits that they have to now foreclose just like in 2008. It's a terrible situation in my view. And I think we're headed for a big, bad bear market. I don't know when. I don't know what's going to trigger it. You know, if you think 2008 was triggered by a bank in Iceland, you know, who knew that, right? So I don't know what's going to do it, but I believe the next bear market is going to be very, very savage because the amount of debt we have right now is way more than it was before we went into 2008 and way more than before we went into the Great Depression as well, folks. So do you have a plan to address that? If you're retired or retiring soon, you're vulnerable to those kind of things, more so than a 20 or 30-year-old. And in my opinion, if you are not if you don't have a plan to protect your retirement from that, then your retirement could be very, very badly damaged, if not destroyed. And I don't want that for you. Now, we have a strategy in our firm which we call buy, hold, and protect. And what I mean by that is we want to buy and hold for sure, but we also want to sell and get out and protect what we've built. And in November of 2007, we told our clients and those of you listening to the show to sell all equities and protect yourself from what we saw coming. And sure enough, after that, 2008 hit, and those that followed our advice were not in markets, were not in equities during that crazy crisis that happened and the big drop in the S&P. So we want that for you. Now, as I said, we are retirement planners. Our website is rpoa.com. If you go on there, you can sign up to go visit one of our retirement planners and see if we can help you with your retirement plan. You can watch our webinars, go to one of our seminars. We have tons of information on there for you that you can learn about. It's all at our website, which is rpoa.com. If you are retired or retiring soon, go there right now while you're thinking of it, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about passing on money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs and who pays the tax for that. Stay tuned. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the father of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a...
Oh, boy, you cut him off. Yeah, no, I'm not. No. I know your trick. What Jack likes to do, because I love to sing along with Frank Sinatra, is that when I'm singing, he stops the music so that I'm singing all by myself. But what you don't know, Jack, well, you should know at this point. We've been doing this for, 25 years? You should know that I'm a great singer. So there. So even when I sing by myself, I'm not off key. In my own mind. That's right. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And, of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Well, thank you, Jack. Even after that little dissertation we just had, you still gave me the applause. I like it. And I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and so we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. So if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com, Retirement Planners of America, and we have tons of information on there that I think would be of great interest to you, from Social Security to Medicare to your 401k to income taxes, estate planning. We try to put everything on there that would benefit someone who is retired or retiring soon. And right now, I just want to brag for a moment. And Barron's, for the 8th consecutive years, has named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And I'm very proud of that designation, but without our clients, I would be nowhere. So all you clients listening right now and not listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am blessed and I love you. All right, we're going to talk now about passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, which is called estate planning. And a question that comes up relatively frequently is, okay, if I make a gift, if I give money to my children or grandchildren, or if I leave them an inheritance, who pays the tax on that? Do they have to pay tax? Is it income tax? How does it all work? So I'm going to answer that question for you.
Who do they pay the tax to?
And who do they pay the tax to? I think they pay it to the IRS. Oh my gosh, I should not have said that. It's true. We haven't had the screaming lady in a long time, have we? Yeah, so she's there every time I say the word IRS, the screaming lady appears. But anyway, we're going to give you our estate tip this week, which is on who pays the tax when you make a gift. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're talking about who pays the tax when you make a gift to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. A question that has been keeping you up at night, I am sure. You've been sleepless for the last 3 weeks wondering, so I'm going to give you some peace of mind on that. So, first of all, let's go over the rules. Okay, so the estate tax was actually created, I believe, in 1910-ish or something, and it was designed to come up with the money to pay for the war. And so then, as politicians tend to do, they said, wow, what a great idea. Maybe we shouldn't just do it for war purposes. Maybe we should just make it a permanent condition. So somewhere along the line, they decided that upon death, they perceived that if you give money, if you give your estate, the stuff that you've accumulated during your lifetime to somebody else, that they should, that there should be a tax on that, because it's like, you know, it's like a, it's like you've given them money and they didn't earn it, so they, there should be a tax. So they came up with the transfer tax, right, the estate tax. But then what happened was that the estate tax is based on when you die. So smart people that we are, citizens of this country, said, okay, fine. If it's when I die, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it all away before I die. And then when I die, guess what, you guys? You get nothing because I don't have anything left. And there's no tax on it. So they said, okay, well, that was pretty clever. Good on you. But we're smart too. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a gift tax. And the gift tax says that if you give anything away, we're going to tax it the same as if you had had it when you died and you left it to them then. Oh, okay. But if you do that, then every time I make a gift, I have to pay tax on that. So if I take my friends out to dinner, is that a tax? Or if I take my family on vacation, do I have to pay tax on that because it was a gift? Technically, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is yes. There is a tax on that. However, what they did was they realized that that's not going to fly and politicians want to keep their jobs. So they created the gift exemption. And every year you can give up to $15,000 per person. So if you're married, $30,000, to as many people as you wish. And there is no tax on that. Okay, so the gift tax exemption, there's no tax. So on the first 15. So that should cover most gifts that you make, you know, if you take somebody out to dinner, et cetera. But if you exceed the 15,000, then what? Well, right now, if you exceed it, there's a bank account of dollars that you can draw from that are tax-free also, which go up all the way to $11,400,000. So if you don't give more than $11,400,000 away during your lifetime, you're in good shape. And I think for most people listening to this show, there ain't no way they're going to give even close to that number, okay? So therefore, for most citizens, there are no gift or estate taxes. But if there were, if you are a larger estate, if you're a wealthier person, the tax is paid by the person making the gift or leaving the inheritance. It's not paid by the person that receives it. They do not pay tax. So you, the donor or the grantor, pay the tax, okay? But like I said, there are exemptions and all that that make it to where just about everybody listening to the show does not have to worry about it. All right, so that's good news. And I'm always into giving good news. So let me tell you, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. We want to talk with you about a variety of things, not the least of which is, do you have enough money to retire on, strategies to reduce your income taxes, maximizing your retirement cash flow, what to do with your Social Security, what about your 401k, protection from the next market crash. Lots of stuff. RPOA.com is our website. Sign up for webinars, seminars, meet with a retirement planner, all available to you, no charge or obligation. Okay, so RPOA.com is where you need to go. All right, we're going to wrap it up. I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.